And that is Ann Murray, Christmas Wishes, 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's Christmas Station. I'm telling Roger Bergman a story about Ann Murray and her wild weekend with John Lennon. It's a long time ago, guys.
Alan.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
It's a beautiful day. It's so beautiful to see that snow.
I love
that
it.
White snow.
I love snow. I'm somebody that loves snow, and I love to play in the snow, and I love to walk in the snow, and you got snow melt here and in Holland, which is so amazing.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I feel a little ill-prepared. You know, I don't have five and a half hours to go through a meeting. I did listen to the first 3 hours, though.
Yeah.
That was a pretty long meeting.
Yes, it was. Another one of those.
Yeah.
And it never ended. It's not done.
Well, so they did not adjourn.
Correct.
They
just went into recess.
They went into recess. So tell the audience, what does that mean?
Well, it means technically that Joe doesn't have to post when the next meeting is. He could you know, set a meeting for 3 o'clock this afternoon and let us know that we're going to meet.
Why would they do that?
You know, you figure that out.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Right?
Okay.
I think people can figure out by now, you know, that you look at the last 2 years.
I was just going to say, And I was thinking about that the other night when I was driving home from ringing the bell. I was thinking about the last 2 years and all the things that have gone on. Okay. So a new board will be sworn in January. A new human resources director will be hired for the county. I know that Benjamin Wetmore was a little, he held back a little bit on that.
Yes, he did. Yes.
But when they hire somebody, we'll get a news release about who they hired.
Yep.
And is Jordan Epperson staying till the end of the year? Do we know?
He can.
I thought that whole thing was really odd.
Yep.
I don't know.
Doug and I were pretty much adamant about the fact that he needed to leave yesterday, as well as Ben.
I don't know how much life experience some of these commissioners have, but normally when you're fired or you are let go, and if you are given a severance, boom, you're gone.
You're gone.
When you're fired from radio, you are gone within 2 minutes after your show ends, and they pull every commercial you ever recorded so that your voice isn't on the station anymore. Yeah. I've had that happen to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
They should be gone. They absolutely should be gone.
Think about the Ottawa County employees that are there that have to work with someone that got a $75,000 check.
Yeah.
I would think that he would be embarrassed because there was a lawsuit because Jordan Epperson was hired instead of Ryan Kimball. There was a lawsuit that paid over $200,000. I would be embarrassed.
Yeah.
But that's me.
Yeah. Yeah. And the same thing with Ben. He's getting $200,000+ as a payout.
Yeah.
He ought to be gone. And then for them to say yesterday, oh, but we need them. Well, we don't need them. You know, and what I said was, we haven't had a supervisor for 2 years.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
Administrator, I mean.
An administrator, yeah. And I wondered, you know, and it was really interesting. At the end of the meeting, Benjamin Wetmore's wife called in, and this is when I found out that he had been commuting three hours way.
Yeah.
So do the math. That's six and a half hours in a commute, an 8 to 10 hour day. That's a 16 hour day. There's only 24. You do the math on that.
Yeah.
I understand if you hire a new administrator, they may not live in Ottawa County, but at least maybe in 60 miles away might be the cutoff.
Yeah. And it's no wonder, you know, a lot of times he didn't get to the county until 10 o'clock.
I believe
or
it.
Or later.
I believe it.
He would come in and work you know, I won't get into that.
No, it's
what he did and what he didn't do, that kind of thing.
But I mean, if you're commuting six and a half hours, it would be 6.5 hours on a day like today.
Yeah.
I don't understand. And if you didn't have plans to move to Ottawa County, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't get that. I just don't get that. I thought that was really interesting to learn that for the first time. So in the new year, the new board will be sworn in, and then there's a vote for does Joe Moss stay as the board chair? How does that work?
Well, they'll have
a vote.
A vote for a chair and a vice chair.
And a vice chair. Okay.
At the meeting.
At the meeting. Okay.
And I think, you know, when I look back, I mean, that we planned, you know, even though, you know, you can talk about transparency, in reality, if you want to be chair, you need to be lining up your votes before the meeting.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
You can't do that. I mean, you do that by talking to people one-on-one.
Sure,
so
sure.
I'm sure that's what's happened in the past, and that's what's happened now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, And that'll play out. It'll play out on the 2nd of January.
Okay.
And we'll see who is the chair and vice chair at that time.
And then we'll just move forward.
And then they'll have a meeting sometime within a week or two of that, mm-hmm. and then figure out who's going to be on what committees and that kind of thing. So that'll happen, and then they'll do some planning and policy and figure out who's going to be on that board,
mm-hmm.
And then the finance, health and human services, recruitment and retention,
okay,
all those boards. And then the many other boards as well.
Okay.
The MPOs.
That's a lot to do in January,
that's for sure. There is. Yeah.
What do you think you've learned in the last 2 years, Roger? I mean, you've been at this a really long time, but specifically in the last 2 years, what do you think you learned?
I think what I've learned is it takes a lot of people to understand that government works well when there's trust, and it doesn't work well when there isn't trust. And we've lost that trust because of lies, because there's so much, there's so much out there today in terms of lies that, you know, having to do with elections or having to do with whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of people that don't trust government. You know, my experience, you know, in the 24 years,
mm-hmm.
I find that, you know, 98% of the people that are representing us, whether they're on local boards or on national or state boards,
mm-hmm.
or state legislatures, 98% of those people are trying to do the best they can.
I hope so.
It's the 2% that are the ones that make the news because they're doing the stuff that's crazy.
Hmm.
There's this whole thing about being reelected, and
right.
So I need to do this to be reelected.
Yeah, there's a lot of that too.
Yeah, there's a lot of
disinformation out
there
right now.
Yes, there is. Yeah,
you know, I feel as if the Ottawa Impact, everything that they did over the last 2 years, they walked right up to that line and then dipped their toe over that line, but didn't fully cross. So there wasn't anything legally that anybody could do. That's correct.
And we even saw that yesterday.
You know, an attorney general, Dana Nessel, she had said, you know, that they didn't do anything illegal. Was it unethical? Yeah, but it wasn't illegal. And it just kind of felt like everything was just sort of dipping your toe over that line, but not completely crossing. So there will be a new board in January. Do you think you're going to miss this?
You know, after yesterday's meeting, no.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Yesterday's meeting was, and to see, you know, like, for instance, in one of the boards, the building authority,
mm-hmm.
they put three people on
mm-hmm.
that are all OI supporters.
Okay.
And so that's going to have a bearing on, they're going to be the majority on the building authority.
I see. Okay.
They'll be the majority.
Yeah. Can you change it? Can the new board change any of that in January?
Not until their terms are up.
Got it. Okay. I see how that works. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, and they did a lot of that yesterday. Put people on, you know, in this one situation with the Parks Authority. The person that really should have been elected
mm-hmm.
was a person that was the chair of the parks and had a lot of qualifications. I mean, she's a botanist
mm-hmm.
and did a lot for mm-hmm. the parks, free. And they put somebody on with no experience.
Ah, okay. Please don't mess with the Ottawa County Parks. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
We have the most beautiful parks.
The same thing with the Brownfield.
Okay.
The Brownfield. They had somebody that has done Brownfield mm-hmm. from this area,
mm-hmm.
and she should have been elected, but they chose somebody that with no experience on Brownfields,
right?
And yeah,
we'll see how this all plays out.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for coming in. I thank you for forming the relationship with WGHN. It's been extremely
interesting. Yes.
Well, it has. It's been really important to us, to be able to check in with you and get information of what's going on in the county. And we'll continue to do that with Josh Brueger and Phil Kyers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We'll have them on when we need to. And there might be another meeting this year. We don't know yet.
We don't know.
There could be. They could be called at any time. Oh, the suspense.
Yes.
I mean, whatever. It's just I'm just shaking my head. Yeah, after about 3.5 hours yesterday, I had to turn that meeting off, and I thought, I don't know any newsroom that has 6.5 hours to listen to this stuff. I just don't.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing.
It's so difficult.
I sent a text to my wife. I said, so we just went on recess. Mm-hmm. We've only been here for a little while. We just went on recess. Mm-hmm. We went on 4 recesses.
I know you did. I heard you say, no, we have work to do.
Yes, I did.
I heard you say that you're
like,
no.
You got to be kidding. Why are we going on recess?
There were a lot of recesses yesterday. Well, I wish the new board all the best, and we'll see what happens in January. Thanks for being here. And Merry Christmas to you and your
family. Merry Christmas to you, Mary Ellen.
Yeah. And you're
to all your listeners out there, too.
You're going to see the grandkids, aren't you?
Some of them, yes.
Some of them, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I've got 3 grandkids now.
Do you really?
Yes,
yeah,
I have 3 now. It's just, there's nothing you want a pony Christmas. Gigi will buy you one. There's nothing I won't do for them. Thanks for stopping in, and thanks for coming in for the last 2 years. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Commissioner Roger Bergman.